Pinna.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This is the story of a group of friends with incredible powers.
I still can't believe it! We're dream breachers!
This is the story of what happens when the truth about them is finally revealed to the world.
We're continuing to ask questions about dream breaching on today's news.
This is the story of how it all might fall apart.
Something is wrong with the breach.
This is Dream Breachers.
Or does that dream breaching story get crazier by the day?
I hear you, Jeanette. This one is hard to keep up with for sure. But in spite of the documents that seem to discredit the person who released a video of the alleged disappearing boy, the anonymous source in contact with authorities insists that the incident is an example of dream breaching, and that the boy did disappear into his dreams, and that Evan Rickard himself could have dreamed up the documents that call the video's veracity into question.
Well, it seems to me, if all that is true, that dream breachers, if they exist, are pretty unstoppable.
Seems that way. Like there's nothing they can't do.
Nope.
Hey, Naya.
Jenksy, I brought you coffee, but you don't appear to be here.
Oh, I'm working off-site.
Jenksy, where are you?
Hooray for Hollywood.
You didn't. How?
Let's just say I took a red eye.
You can do it too? Travel through dreams?
Hey, buddy.
No time to explain, Naya.
You have ID?
Gotta go. Bye. Oh, hey, I'm looking for Oscar. I have his lunch to deliver. I forget which studio he's in.
No one told me to expect a delivery for Oscar.
Well, they told me not to mess around with this delivery. That he gets really angry when he doesn't get what he wants.
True.
And apparently this is what he wants for lunch.
What is it?
Burrito.
Oh, sounds good. I brought a turkey sandwich from home because it's cheaper, but it's also a pretty disappointing sandwich. No cheese or anything. Is that burrito any good?
I don't know, man. I don't eat it. I just deliver it.
Where's it from? You have a menu?
Oh, it's from, Burrito Dreaming. No menu. Sorry.
Burrito Dreaming? Huh. Never heard of it. I'm gonna look that up while I call over the set and get you cleared.
Hey, so the longer it takes for me to get this fresh, hot deliciousness, if we're assuming it's delicious, to this Oscar person, the smaller my tip is gonna be. No one likes a cold burrito, so can you just point me in the right direction?
Sure, yeah, I getcha. Right around the building, then the first left. Shooting some big secret project, apparently, so be cool.
Of course.
Step back for the gate.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Set in 10.
I know. I just need a quick powder, then I'm heading.
Can I help you?
It's a delivery for Oscar. Big deal, director?
He's not that big of a deal. Who told you he was?
I don't know. I'm just trying to deliver this burrito.
Oh, that's so typical craft services for the rest of us, but he gets whatever he wants. Anyway, I'll take it from here.
I'd rather hand deliver. You know, tip and all.
Here, $5, do it.
I was really sort of hoping to sneak a peek at the set. The big secret project?
Oh, please. It's a disaster in there. He's filming some personal side project, I guess, and it's all hush-hush, but everyone working on it says they're about ready to quit because he's making them work in double shifts and acting like a lunatic. Hey, where's your visitor's pass? Delivery people always get passes.
You know what? Just take the burrito. Bye.
Hey, so I just got a text from Naya. She said Janksy went to L.A. and will be back this afternoon and to go by the office later if we want the scoop on Oscar.
Awesome.
Wait, how did they get there and back so fast? Oh, that trick runs in the family, I guess.
I guess.
I wonder if I'm going to develop any Breacher superpower.
Me too.
I bet you will. In the meantime, are you two adjusting okay? You're not feeling like we shouldn't have made you Breachers, are you?
All good.
Totally cool.
You bring back anything yet?
Oh, you know, just a few small things.
Nothing big.
Nothing worth mentioning.
Okay. You can stop being weird now.
Okay.
I'll call Anna and see if she wants to meet us at the DA office later. Hopefully the reason she ditched school was to double back to the treehouse and find the Breacher Kilner. Naya wants us to put it in the safe at the office.
Good plan. I mean, it's no good to Henry, if it's even him who's talking to the media. But if this Oscar person got wind of it, for example, that'd be no good.
No good at all. At least with Henry, we know who we're dealing with.
Hi, this is Anna. I can't take your call right now, but...
She's not picking up. I suddenly have a bad feeling about this.
Hi there. Lovely morning.
Oh, yes. Hi. Good morning.
Everything okay?
Oh, yeah. I guess. I don't know. I lost something.
I can help you look if you want. Is it your wallet, jewelry, what?
Oh, I didn't lose it here. I don't think. I don't know. I guess I come here sometimes when I feel lost.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I walk this beach every morning, and I think it's the only thing that keeps me sane.
Hey, I've seen you here before. You gave me a piece of sea glass. You make jewelry, right?
Right, of course. Yes, sea glass jewelry. And I also make art from whatever washes up.
So cool.
Thanks. Well, anyway, I'll leave you with your thoughts, and whatever it is you're looking for, I hope you find it.
Okay, so, how'd you do it?
Private jet?
The truth, now.
Turns out, after I leave a piece of art somewhere in a dream, I can travel to it.
Whoa.
Yeah, so after I located Oscar late last night...
Wait, you did?
Yes, it wasn't hard. His director biographies online all mention his grandmother Lucy.
You didn't tell me.
It was late. So I went to bed, and I left a piece of art, a tiny sculpture, by the studio lot in a dream. And then I dreamed my way to it.
How'd you get back?
Notice anything different about the place?
I don't... Oh, wow. This little sculpture? So cool.
I took a nap and dreamed my way back.
Well, I'd say I don't believe you. Except I know that Evan physically transports through dreams, too.
I can't do it without the art first. Not sure what that's about.
Well, it's pretty amazing. So, what did you find out?
The takeaway, for me at least, is that I don't think he's an immediate threat to Evan. He's apparently super stressed out about some new film he's making and working long hours and stuff, so he doesn't seem so focused on breaching right now.
Good. While you were in the field, I also found Oscar's basic info quite easily. As you said, he's not exactly shy about his Hollywood lineage. But then, I did a little more digging into the family tree in the Dream Academy archives.
Oh, cool.
As you so quickly established, Oscar is absolutely Lucy's grandson. Apparently, she had one child, a daughter, when she was in her late 20s, last name Langley. And that woman had four children, the youngest of whom was Oscar. who is divorced and shares custody of his 5-year-old daughter.
And none of them are breachers like Lucy was?
If they are, they don't know it. And since they're aware of breaching, they would have tried, right?
For sure. So if he comes back to talk to Evan again, what's our play?
Good question.
It wouldn't be that hard. I'm just saying to scare someone out of wanting anything to do with breaching.
I don't follow.
I could go into Oscar's dreams and turn them into nightmares.
I think that's just the kind of thing I'm supposed to be here to prevent you from doing. They're here. Hope you're ready to explain all that again.
Sure, of course.
Please, if you're out there, if there's anything you can do to help.
Okay, again, with a bit more desperation.
Please, if you're out there, if there's anything you can do to help.
Okay, great. Thanks, we'll be in touch.
Thanks for the opportunity to audition.
Of course. I see great things in your future.
That's right. My estimates mean they will run out of potable drinking water in mere hours.
Should I send in the next girl, Oscar?
No, Dean. Send the others home and let's move on to expert number one. We just found our leading lady.
Great. I'll draw up the paperwork and send in expert number one. Number one?
Great. And remember the non-disclosure agreement. Oh, and Dean, I was down on the set earlier today. We're going to need more sand.
Sand. Right. Got it.
Shh, Dot. I'm calling Anna.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, sorry I missed your call before. I was asleep. And I was in Italy.
Anna.
What's new?
A lot.
Okay, hit me.
Well, for one thing, Jenksy says we're related. And descended from Max Siren himself.
No way. You're like Breacher royalty. You deserve to be famous.
Hardly. And definitely not like I'm famous right now.
Maybe that's why Mac has been giving you snow globes and stuff all these years. I mean, if it was him? I know it's always just been a theory, but maybe if it's him doing it, it's not just because he knew you were so powerful and needed to discover that, but because you're related.
Maybe.
Well, at least it seems like the news coverage is calming down, right?
Is it?
It's heading in the right direction, at least. Once you introduce the idea that something's a hoax, it's hard for people to go back to believing.
I hope you're right. Anyway, Shanksy went to L.A. and said Oscar's not a huge threat or anything, but he's Lucy from the Ancient Order's grandson, and he clearly knows that dream breaching is real.
Oh, jeez.
All of which you'd know if you'd been at school and then come to the D.A. with us. Why did you ditch us?
I wanted to look for the Kilmer. You wanted me to look for the Kilmer. I went all the way home to get my stuff, but then couldn't bring myself to go to school. I doubled back to the treehouse to go through the last bag.
And?
It's not there.
Ugh, Anna, this is bad.
I know.
But you still can't just skip out on school.
Okay.
Anyway, I was thinking I'd try to go see the Ancient Order tonight. Talk to them about Oscar. And I want to see if Mac is maybe back now that Henry's out of the picture. You should come. I still have the Kilner they gave me to use whenever I needed to talk to them.
I'm kind of busy.
Anna.
What?
We need to make sure the world doesn't find out that dream breaching is real. Even if the airport video becomes old news, this Oscar thing makes me nervous. Maybe if I talk to Lucy about how he threatened me, she can stop him? Somehow? I don't know.
Can you just go alone and let me know what you find out?
Sure, Anna. No problem.
Great. I'll see you at school tomorrow. I promise. Bye, Evan.
Sigmund! It's your dinner time, buddy. Come here. A couple of delicious flakes for you. Man, if only you knew what was going on in my life, Sigmund. You wouldn't believe it. I mean, everything looks calm in your new tank. Even with your shipwreck. And that's good. But everything out here is pretty crazy. Well, anyway, I'm gonna put this Ancient Order Kilner under my pillow. And I guess see if anybody shows up. Wish me luck. I know he can't talk, Dot. Don't worry. Good night, Dot. Good night, Sigmund. Hello? Lucy? Anybody? Mac?
Evan Rickards, what brings you here?
Or did you end up here by accident? Maybe fell asleep in an airport again?
Now mind your manners, Lucy.
A man named Oscar came to my house. He knew about dream breaching. He referred to his grandma Lucy. So we did some research, and I know that it's you he's referring to.
Ugh, that word. Do I look like a grandmother to you?
Do you have a question, Evan?
Just whether Lucy has been somehow feeding her descendants information, I guess. And I want to know if she can do anything to make them stop threatening me, and threatening to expose breaching to the world.
What exactly am I supposed to do, Evan, from my lofty perch?
As I understand it, you only ever breached for personal gain, and now Oscar is trying to do the same thing. Also, he's not even a breacher, so he wants me to do whatever he wants. That's just not how it's supposed to work.
Lucy, is this true?
Oh, like Mac trying to bring his beloved Violette back from the dead isn't using breaching for personal gain.
Don't you dare say her name, Lucy.
Well, look who the cat dragged in.
Mac! Oh my gosh!
And you know perfectly well I was never able to bring her back and that it nearly drove me mad. Evan, you're here.
Yes, I've been wanting so much to talk to you.
I know. Me too. Come here. Give your great, 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 greatest grandfather a hug.
I've been wanting to meet you for so long.
And yet I feel I've known you all your life.
You've got some nerve just waltzing back in here after abandoning us, Mac.
Henry was trying to kill me, not you. I had no choice but to lay low. And I see you made a fine mess of things since I've been gone.
Blame your great-great-great-greatest grandson. And also, why should descendants of Max, like you, Evan, be able to breach and my descendants can't?
Leave Evan out of this. He made a mistake, sure, but you all left him to deal with Henry alone, and now, because you did, breaching is becoming public knowledge.
At least I'm trying to do the right thing now, unlike Oscar.
We have bigger problems than her fool of a grandchild.
Oh, do tell.
Something is wrong with the breach.
Yes, Heaven. You can feel it.
I can.
What exactly are we supposed to feel, Mac?
I can't explain it, but it feels like the breach is ruptured, like it's draining.
Oh, you always were one for melodrama, weren't you, Mac?
I was there. I felt it too.
And it appears it runs in his family.
I'm deadly serious. The breach feels broken.
Maybe it's just you that's broken, Mac.
I came back to warn you. All of you. We need to figure out what's happening.
You're all talk, Mac.
Don't talk to him like that.
Evan, it's fine. Nothing they say bothers me. If they don't want to hear what I'm saying, that's their problem.
I heard voices when I was there too. A lot of them. Nothing made sense.
You should go, Evan. You should wake up before you say too much. I'll be in touch.
Okay. Talk to you soon, great, great, greatest granddad.
Coming up right now, we have the first exclusive interview with the person claiming knowledge of real-life dream breaching. This person has leapt to the defense of the girl who posted the video of the disappearing boy, Evan Rickard. The person, whose identity is being protected through voice modification, spoke with us about dream breaching. Here's what they had to say.
Dream breaching is absolutely real and has been around practically as long as history has been recorded. More recently, dream breachers, who are controlled by a governing body that only lives in dreams, have lost the plot and become very protective of breaching, hoarding the power for themselves. But I think we're entering a new era when the powers of dream breaching should be made available to all. I think the public should demand it.
It's him, isn't it?
Yes, it has to be. Let's just hope others with bones to pick don't start talking too.
Like who?
Best not to say. I wouldn't want to manifest new problems.
You've never been the superstitious type, Helen.
Well, people change. Speaking of which, I've been moving around all these years, but right now I want to stay close to Anna. So I've checked into the new hotel in town.
Just to Anna?
Now, Arthur Crowley, don't get prickly. Anyway, it's a nice place.
Living in a hotel? Really?
I'm starting to think I'll never want to live anywhere else. Room service, cleaning service. And it's easy to stay out of the public eye and have a low profile, which seems smart right now.
You don't think he'll start naming names? Ours, I mean.
I'd say we should prepare for the possibility, but I wouldn't even know how to prepare. Never in my wildest dreams would I have suspected all those years ago, when he was just a child, that we'd still be dealing with him all these years later. But we have more important things to discuss. What on earth were you thinking in trusting Anna with all the Kilners you recovered after the debacle in London?
I suppose I thought she might fix the ones that are damaged. Catalogue them?
Not your finest idea. She's grown obsessed. She's repurposing Cleary's, dreaming up whatever kinds of Kilner she can imagine.
I'll speak to her.
I tried. She wouldn't listen to me.
Right. So I'll try as well, then.
This feels odd.
What?
Parenting together.
I quite like it, I think.
It's not the worst.
And we are power walking around the track. Starting now.
Move it.
Hey, who almost hit me?
You're all so slow.
What's his problem?
Did you guys hear the news this morning? Whoever the anonymous source is, they're really doubling down.
It's got to be Henry. And I guess I'd be mad, too, if I were him. But I can't worry about him. He's not even a breacher anymore. My bigger concern is for the breach.
What do you mean?
Mac turned up last night, when I went to see the Ancient Order. And he was talking about the breach being broken. And I'm telling you, in my dream the other night, I felt it, too. It just felt, or sounded, off.
Was Lucy there? What did she say when you told her Oscar is threatening you?
Let's just say she is not on our side in this. She thinks he has as much right to become a breacher as anybody.
You guys, I was just thinking. Remember how Anna thought someone was there at the treehouse when she heard the stick snapping? What if that was really Henry? What if he's the one taking things?
Anna's my friend and all, but I don't know. I wouldn't trust anything she's feeling right now. She's just obsessed with making Kilners. And by the way, she told me she'd see me at school today, but she's not here. I think we've got to, I don't know, get her out of that stupid treehouse. Away from the Kilners.
How?
I don't know. I try to go there after school myself, but Jenksy's coming over for dinner to meet my parents, since we're family and all.
That should be fun.
I hope so. Maybe one of you could try to get her to do something other than make Kilners.
I can try.
Race you guys to the finish.
Hi, you've reached Henry. I can't take your call right now, but please do leave a message and maybe I'll call you back if I feel like it.
Hi? Okay. My name is Dean, and I'm calling on behalf of my boss, who is very interested in talking to you based on what you've been saying in the news. We're based in LA, but we could come to you wherever you are, or vice versa. You'd be welcomed here, because, like I said, we're very interested in your perspective. This is a good callback number. I do hope to hear from you soon.
More potatoes, Janksy?
Oh, yes, please. Thanks.
So let me see if I have this right. Your great, 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 great?
It's a lot more greats.
Yeah. So some distant great-grandfather and Evan's distant great-grandfather. So my slightly less distant greatest grandfather were brothers and they had some kind of falling out and never spoke to each other again.
As I understand it, yes.
Well, the rift must have been dramatic, I guess. And do you know, were either of them dream breachers?
No idea, I only know this stuff because Mac came to me in a dream and told me a few bits of information.
You met Mac in a dream?
Yeah, it was right after I realized I was a Breacher. I was having a dream where I was walking across a frozen lake or something, and he was there too, ice fishing. And he introduced himself as my great-great-great-great, well, you get the idea, grandfather, and told me to be respectful of my breaching powers and to not make the same mistakes he did.
Evan, phone's off at the dinner table.
I know, sorry. It's this number that keeps calling. I don't know who it is. I'll turn it off.
Yes, do.
What mistakes do you think he meant?
Spending his whole life trying to bring his wife back from the dead?
Oh, yeah, that. Well, he did eventually remarry.
Of course, after many years of frustration and agony.
Well, we're certainly happy to welcome you into our family, since you are family. And are you local? You live here in town?
I've been moving around. I took a year off from college to concentrate on my art and decide whether I even wanted to go back. My parents didn't love that, to be honest, so we're kind of distant right now. So I'm actually working for the Dream Academy. There's a nice back room that's pretty underused, so Naya said I could crash there for a while I figure out where I really want to be.
Oh, that's great! I didn't know that.
Yeah, Naya's awesome.
And you've been helping to get a handle on this Oscar guy that Evan told us came here the other day.
Yeah, I mean, I think the main thing we have to do is make sure he doesn't somehow become a Breacher.
Hey, how did you figure out that you were a Breacher?
I dreamed I made this incredible sculpture, you know? Just this really cool, sort of perfect figure of a person. And they were neither male nor female, but also somehow both, but mostly just perfectly human. And when I woke up, it was in my room. I'd been thinking a lot about my identity and had been considering changing my name to represent my true self. And that morning, I decided it was time to come out as non-binary, as Janksy.
That's an amazing story.
It really is. I'd love to see that sculpture sometime. If you still have it, it sounds incredible.
I actually put it in a museum in Dubai.
Seriously?
Yup.
Then I'll have to go there.
I probably have some photos on my phone. I can show you.
Yes. Well, that'd probably be easier.
Anna?
Emmy?
Hey.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Trying to help find the Breacher Killer?
It's not here, I'm telling you.
Well, I thought we'd look together one last time. So let's look. The truth is, everyone's worried about you.
Everyone needs to chill. I'm just learning about my new power.
Okay, but you still have to go to school. You're right, it's not here.
I told you.
Well then, come on, let's go do something.
Like what?
Homework? Eat dinner?
Emmy.
What? It's important. School. Food.
Fine.
We can go to my house. Just, well, no talk about breaching, okay? I haven't told my mom and Marty.
Okay. Sure. My lips are sealed. But, well, maybe you should tell them. It went well for Evan, and now he's got supportive parents along for the ride, you know? Makes a big difference.
That's true. But for now, not yet.
Fair. Before we go, can you at least admit that what I'm able to do is really cool? I mean, wouldn't you love to go to Italy or Bangkok or Brazil tonight? In your dreams.
Of course I would.
Then here, take it.
If I take it, will you come over for dinner?
Yes, it's a deal.
Come on, Dot. We're going for a walk with Janksy. So, I didn't want to say this in front of my parents, but I went to see the Ancient Order last night, and Max showed up.
I knew he'd be back.
Yeah, you were right. But he said something's wrong with the breach.
What do you mean, wrong?
I don't know yet. I don't even know what that would mean.
Me neither. Except that dream you had, or the weird visit to the breach with the history dreams and the news reports all blurring.
I know. It feels related.
Exactly.
So wait, even after the statue, how did you figure out how breaching works?
I guess Mac left me the history kilner, and the rest I just learned by trial and error. I started looking around for people who might be like me, and I didn't really find any until I found Helen and heard about Anna. I never got too close, you know? I just did my own thing until I heard about you and felt more drawn in, I guess? Your story, I don't know. I got more interested when I heard about you.
Well, that's pretty cool. It was different for me, for sure. Garvin was just, like, there the morning I realized something was going on. He said they'd all been waiting for me to realize who I was and stuff.
Yeah, I definitely heard stories about you before you discovered your powers.
Well, I hope I didn't disappoint.
No, not at all. And now I know we're related, so that's awesome.
It really is. So wait, are you like me? Is that how you pull off the Janksy art stuff? You travel through other people's dreams.
Not exactly. For me, I can dream that I put a piece of my art somewhere, and it'll be there, even though I've never been there. But then the next time I go to sleep, I can dream myself into the place where I left the art. Then I have to find some place to take a quick nap to get back.
But what if someone caught that on video? Like they did with me?
I've been careful, I guess. No one has. A pro tip, take a nap in a bathroom stall. No one wants to know what you're doing in there.
That's kind of hilarious. And also, gross. Well, you should be extra careful now. We both have to be.
Agreed.
Hello?
Hey! Thought I'd check in on you before I go to bed.
Well, Anna came here for dinner. She just left.
How was it?
It was actually nice. It felt normal. We baked cookies.
Did you save me one?
Nope. They were so good. Hey! So I was telling Anna about the history dreams, not when my parents were around, obviously, and I realized we haven't had a chance to talk about the other dreams we saw, like that epic storm in Panama.
That was insane! To be honest, I'd never heard of the San Blas Islands, but could you imagine? They were going to be completely submerged, a whole island community lost.
Until someone dreamed up a circular dam around the islands until the storm passed. So amazing, right?
It was incredible! Oh, and, after the history dreams, I guess I brought something back for you. I'll show you at school tomorrow.
Marco, that's really sweet. Hey, so I took the travel kilner from Anna, just to make her happy and get her to leave the treehouse, but now I sort of want to use it to go somewhere, tonight.
You should do it.
I don't think Naya or Evan would approve. Using a new kilner she made?
Then it'll be our little secret.
Speaking of which, Anna thinks we should tell our parents.
She's probably right. I'm just not ready yet.
What's the password?
Just let me in, Lily.
Henry? Afraid not.
Well, we can talk here then.
Nope.
Please, can I just have a minute of your time?
Make it quick.
I'm asking you, begging you, to make me a breacher again.
Why on earth would I do that?
To win my loyalty. Perhaps form an alliance in uncertain times.
You don't have a loyal bone in your body, Henry. And the only thing I'm certain of in these uncertain times is that I'd never team up with you.
Please, Lily. I mean, if it were you, if someone took away your powers, how would you feel?
What a sad sight you are, Henry. I thought for sure you were here looking for the murder kilner. Not that it would be any good to you.
Murder kilner? That old thing's kicking around again?
I gotta go, Henry. By the way, everyone knows you're the anonymous source who ratted out Evan. No one's impressed.
It wasn't me, I swear.
Goodbye, Henry.
Fine, then. If no one here appreciates me, I'll find someone who will.
Hello, this is Dean.
Oh, hi, yes. This is Henry Stanton, returning your call.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.